this conversation that Jesus is having with his disciples is actually going on during the Last Supper. All right, Jesus has actually already washed his disciples' feet, and then Jesus has announced that he's not going to be remaining with them much longer. He is going to be departing from them. His crucifixion will occur, and where he's going, they will not be able to follow him. They couldn't follow him because they weren't strong enough yet. There will be some separation. And so the disciples were not going to be able to experience his presence like they wanted. They weren't going to be able to experience Jesus' presence as they were used to experiencing it. And so once again, this setting and this conversation of Jesus is very relevant for our own times. We are separated from people that we love. We aren't able to experience the presence of others in the way that we're used to. This is also, of course, very relevant within our parishes right now. All right, we're not able to experience the presence of our fellow parishioners the way that we're used to. And because we aren't able to gather for Mass and to receive Holy Communion, Jesus is not present to us in the way that we're used to. In the disciples' case, you can see that they're very confused and very anxious about this. Peter even asks, if you just read a few verses before this reading starts, Peter even asks, why can't I follow you right now? Why do we even have to be separated from each other at all? And this is the moment that Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your hearts be troubled. He then says that he's actually going to prepare a place for them in his Father's house. And then he will return to take them to that place. All right, Jesus was going to leave his disciples so that he could prepare something better for them in the future. Jesus was going to spend time apart from his disciples so that they could have something better when they reunited. This is the mindset that we need if we're going to keep our sanity during this pandemic. We must believe that this is a time to prepare ourselves for a better future. It's a time to be apart from some of our friends, some of our family, some of our activity, so that we can actually prepare a better place for them in our lives. So that when we are reunited, our time together will be even better. Now, I hope we have a few high school students or college-age students with us right now, because a couple weeks ago, I asked a few of our high school students what the most sort of difficult part of this pandemic was, and they said that they missed their friends, okay? They missed their friends. Of course, that's very, very understandable. But, you know, just a few months before this, before COVID was even on anybody's map, I asked, you know, just kind of as students were coming in for youth group, you know, so what kind of stuff do you do with your friends? When you're hanging out with your friends, what kind of stuff do you do? And many of the students responded, oh, it's actually kind of boring. Everybody just sits around looking at their phones. All right, this time apart from your friends is actually giving you an opportunity to prepare yourself for something much deeper and better with your friends in the future. All right, the same thing, of course, can be said of family. And yes, it's Mother's Day today, so I'm going to primarily speak about this about mothers. Of course, It could mean anyone in your family, all right? But maybe some of you are with your mother right now. But maybe some of you, this Mother's Day is a little sad, a little different, because you can't be with your mother, all right? And, of course, a lot of mothers are sad because maybe they can't be with their children or grandchildren in these times. Well, for those of you in that situation, this is a time for you to prepare a place for your mother or any other important person to have a better and happier future with her. All right? Most of us, me included, of course, take our moms for granted. All right? I remember when I was young, I think I've told this story before, I wanted to be out of my house most of the time. And so, you know, I sort of ignored my mom and my dad and brother as well, of course. Sort of ignored them unless it was convenient for me to pay attention to her. All right, like if I needed money or if I needed a ride or if I needed food, okay? If I needed those things, then I'd summon my mother. All right, I'd summon my mother. Now, maybe that describes how you relate to your mother or other people in your life. All right, you summon them when you need them, but they're sort of out of mind when you have no urgent needs. Even more recently for me, like when my office gets really, really messy, that's when I usually find myself inviting my mom down to Longview to spend a few days with me for a visit. And she actually comes down here. And my office is a lot cleaner when she leaves. Well, guess what? Now she can't. All right? She can't come down here. She's sheltering in place as I am. Okay? Maybe some of you are in that same boat. If you're in that boat, if you've taken somebody for granted, either with your mother or somebody else important in your life, again, this is a time for you to prepare a better place for them. You know, life before COVID, it was very impulsive. We operated a lot on impulse. We ate what we wanted to eat when we wanted to eat it. It was impulsive. We signed our kids up for activities on an impulse. Everyone else is doing this, so I'd better sign up as well. And even our relationships were a bit impulsive. We're with people when it's convenient for us to be with them. But for a lot of people, this impulsive behavior, it led to a lot of really important things being cut out. And for a lot of these relationships, we had many of them, but we had few really, really deep relationships. Marriages and other important relationships, parents and their children, those relationships had become maybe a little shallower than they should be. Again, some of the impulse meant that we didn't have time for some really important things. This is a moment to stop being impulsive about the relationships that we have and to be intentional, all right? Think of intentional here as like the opposite of impulsive. It's a time to be intentional about how we relate to the most important people in our lives rather than just summoning them on impulse when we need them. This is an opportunity to prepare a place for those most important to us so that we can actually be happier than we were before COVID. Speaking of impulsive relationships, speaking of summoning people when we have a need, if that resonates with you at all, Okay, hold that in your mind for just a second. Because isn't that kind of the way that a lot of us relate to God before COVID and maybe even during COVID? We maybe kind of ignored God until we really needed something. Okay, me too. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. Me too. All right. Or maybe we ignored the church until we needed something. Okay? And me too. I don't call my bishop to tell him, have a nice day. I only contact, you know, my higher-ups if I need something. All right? So we ignore God, we ignore the church until we need something. And then we'd summon them, we'd summon God or summon the church, because we had some need. And after we got what we needed and what we wanted, then we just kind of go back to ignoring them. All right, there are a lot of people praying right now for an end to the coronavirus so that they can go back to ignoring God. All right, there's literally people praying right now, praying for this coronavirus to end, so that they can just go back to life as it was when they didn't have to pay too much attention to God. All right? This time apart, it has value. It can actually be a time to prepare a better place for God in our life, so that we don't just reach out when we need something, but that we can spend time with Him even when we don't need anything. And again, even a lot of very devout people were still very impulsive in the way that they live their faith and in the way that they pray. God is preparing something better for you than you had before COVID-19. I absolutely believe that. Jesus isn't with us the way that we're used to Him being with us. But do not let this trouble your hearts. Have faith in God. Jesus is preparing something better for you in the future, and He's preparing our parishes to be better than they were before this pandemic began. Now, when it comes to our parishes and reopening our parishes, everyone has thoughts and opinions on when that should happen. All right, some think they should already be open. They never should have closed. Other people think they should be open now, at least in some capacity. Okay, there's a lot of opinions out there. But when I look at these opinions and listen to the arguments for why they should be open or shouldn't, so often they're in reference to the coronavirus itself or the economy itself. All right? When there are this many people with the coronavirus, then we should be able to reopen. When there's this many people who can be tested for the coronavirus, or there's this many tests available, then we should reopen. And I'm not really looking at things that way right now. I'm really not thinking about the coronavirus itself when I think about how and when to open up our parishes. I'm actually looking at the people. I'm looking at the people, and I'm asking, are people experiencing the conversion that they should be in this time? Are they looking for something brand new in their relationship with God, their relationship with the church, or even other aspects of life, like how they spend their time? Or do they just want to go back to the way things were a few months ago when everyone was stressed out and depressed and anxious? All right? Again, are we ready to slow down and to cut out some of those activities? All right? Are we ready for that? I don't know that we are yet. Are we ready to actually let go of our idols? Okay? All of those things that we place our hope in to save us from the challenges of the world in which we live. Be it politics, be it technology, be it some type of, another relationship that you have with a person, maybe even a boyfriend or girlfriend, or perhaps even some type of substance or addiction. All right? Are we ready to actually put those idols away? Because if we're not, then I'm not sure we've really had the experience that God wants us to have in the midst of this. Are people really ready for something new in our parishes? Or do they just want to go back to the way things were before, when we were relatively rather ineffective at convincing anyone to follow the Lord and His teachings and to join us on Sunday Mass? When people are ready, when people are at that place, when they're ready to go deep, when they believe that God has actually prepared something for them, and that is what they want, something new, a new way of living, then that's when we're going to be ready to reopen our parishes. And sadly, I don't think a lot of us are there yet. We've got a ways to go, and a lot of people's hearts are not in that place. But, there are some who are there. There are some who are there, and others are moving closer to get there every day. So do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God. Have faith that He is preparing something better for us all at the end of this, and that if we follow Him, we will in fact discover the life that He desires for us. A life in which we are truly happy and truly experiencing the love of God and love of those around us.